Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's episode 20 of the Time Out Podcast. We're going good. We've almost made it half a year. What's that? 26 will be half a year.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't missed a week, so.
I mean, we sort of have, but like we've, in terms of episodes, we haven't missed a week, but we're doing all right.
Been consistent.
I'm enjoying it. It's getting better and better.
Season one popping off.
Yeah, I know. We still haven't discussed how many episodes we'll do for season one.
I have no idea.
Like season,
keep going until we hate it and then take a week off.
Season two, we'll be like, all right, we need new ideas and then just go back and
all
do the same thing.
All the time.
I reckon we should do that next season, just have a guest every week or every 2 weeks.
I don't know how hard that would be to figure out. But
speaking of guests, we have I don't know if it's a guest,
it's
or,
a guest.
Or just a fill-in, but introduce yourself.
I'm Adam. I'm Jake's brother, and I'm filling in for today. Maybe a guest in the future. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
So Adam is part of a famous TikTok group called Bath Salts.
Is that actually the name?
Yeah, Bath Salts .priv. If you want to give it a follow, you can.
Hell yeah!
So they are actually followed by Addison Rae, and Addison Rae's like big.
I don't know who that is.
It's like a big popular TikToker.
Okay.
I think she it's like all the other ones. She shakes her ass and gets follows. Fuck, maybe I should start
shaking. What do the Bath Salts gang do? What do we do on TikTok?
Our views are pretty low at the moment, to be honest, but we're running low on ideas. But, you know, we uploaded some videos of, like, Addison Rae and stuff, and she saw them and followed us and bloody...
Interesting.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like a year ago we done them, but, yeah... Our content is starting to slow down because we don't know what to make.
Just imagine 8 guys just like, ugh. So this will go into other stories
imagine
later, but just
eight
imagine
guys.
8 gorillas. That's pretty much what it was
okay.
At this point.
I can respect that.
I don't know, I respect them. They're just like having fun. They don't give a fuck and they're doing good for it, I guess.
Nice.
Making probably no money. Making any money?
No, I don't think so.
So no. Making no money, but like as long as you have fun, I guess, who cares about the money?
I don't know. Is there money on TikTok? I'm sure there is.
There's money on TikTok, but it's not good. So, for example, I think it was like someone, like Mr. Beast or someone released that he only made like 15 grand. But like...
In a year.
So, if you think about it, 15 grand is a lot of money.
For Mr. Beast, it's probably not.
But like, for anyone, it's a lot of money. But for the effort that he puts into videos and things like that...
Yeah, that ain't worth it.
It's not really like you can't live off that if you were a TikTok.
Fuck no, I could live off of $15,000.
But then I guess that's where all the brand deals and stuff come in. Any brand deals yet? Any brands hitting your DMs?
Nah, I've getting all them bot accounts in my Instagram. That's pretty much it.
So I don't know if anyone else, but does anyone else have like a religiously like ridiculous number following you on a Snapchat? Like I just get ads every day. Like I'll get 4 or 5 ads and it'll be the same thing. It'll be a username. So it'll be like a first name, a last name, and then a number. And it's the same thing every time. And then, like, for example, I'll go, like, add 2 and be like, all right, let it load up a bit. And it'll be, like, a score of 3. So it's, like, a bot account. Like,
oh, shit. Does it give you a score? That's fucked.
Yeah, like, Snapchat gives you, like, a score. I mean, I think Snapchat's always given you a score.
I think it's, like, if your score is, like, the amount of snaps you've sent and the amount of snaps you've opened, like, combined.
Oh, like, the number,
so,
yeah.
Like, when they add you back, like, you can see their number and it's, like, usually really low, which means it's, like, a bot
account.
Yeah.
There are a lot of number, like, regardless of what social media platform it is, there are a lot of bots out there.
I keep getting followed by chicks who are, and in the bio, it's always 2 flags and it's always Canada and it's always Germany. So I don't know what the fuck's up with that.
Oh, I get that sometimes.
Yeah,
but my favorite is I've started doing it sometimes on your post when you post your chick stuff, but it's like, please send DM to promote.
I don't really understand the bot grind. I don't know what they're trying to achieve.
Because the accounts get shut down 99% of the time.
Yeah, real quick. Like so many people on Instagram just get banned because they get 20,000 followers in a minute and then. They obviously bought them, but...
But, like, I think the way I was looking into it, because I was having a look at it, like, one day. So, it's like, for example, they'll be like, yo, please DM this place your photo. So, for example, it'll be like, please DM Jakey Vass your photo, but Adam will be posting it. So, if Adam's account will get banned.
Okay.
So, I think that's
weird.
That's how they try and grow that one platform.
Fuck them.
But, yeah, what else you do with yourself, Adam? I mean, I know, but tell Josh.
Tell the audience.
What do you do?
So I finished school a couple of years ago and started an apprenticeship, like cabinet making. It's gone pretty well. been doing that for 1.5 years now, and yeah, don't see myself doing anything else for a while, to be honest.
Just making fat cabinets.
Yeah,
that's a really specific apprenticeship. I like it.
Like, you see, like, there's fucking cabinets.
You make shelves? Nah, just cabinets.
There's shelves. There's, like, cabinets fucking everywhere in this house because we got nowhere to put them. But, yeah, as
Are you still on, like, apprentice wage?
Yeah, I'm on a very low wage, but...
Like, every like, boomer kid at school who... didn't make it into uni but wanted to and then did an apprenticeship would be like, oh, you're not going to make any money at uni. I'm like, for the first 3 years of your job, you're going to make $8 an hour.
He wants to go to uni after. What the fuck?
Can you get a master's degree in cabinet making? That'd be sick.
I think it's like a cert from like TAFE or whatever.
Okay, yeah. No, why not?
But no, what's been going on in the world? Anything interesting news-wise for you, Adam? Not nothing.
No, I don't think so.
But funny thing is, COVID's making its rounds again. So yeah. If you can't tell, most of us are sick, but...
I mean, not COVID.
I'm
still in the month period where I'm not even going to rat test. There's no point, so...
I mean, I technically still don't know if I've had COVID or not. We're just going to assume I haven't.
I feel like I had it in 2020 and didn't know because I got real sick. Back then, there was like, you could get a PCR test, but not many people did. Whereas now it's a bit more, everyone rat tests all the time. I'm supposed to every day for my job, but I just don't.
I remember before COVID hit in, everyone got like really sick. So like before March, I want to say like November, December,
I don't reckon that would have been COVID.
Oh no, but a lot of people got old. Like really sick and like it's a sickness that they've never felt before. Mm. And I was like, oh, so did I. I'm like, that's interesting. Imagine if like COVID had a wave and then like disappeared.
No
and
one
then
knew.
Just like, came back.
Nah, I don't know. Have you had COVID?
I've had COVID.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you haven't.
Yeah, I've had it once.
Oh, you have had
like
it?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was... Like a lot of people I follow, it's interesting because I follow people who are healthy, young, and they got absolutely fucked by it. And then I follow people who are also young and like they didn't even know they had it. So it's so weird that it's... So different for everyone. I've only felt sick for like 24 hours, but those 24 hours were fucked. Like it hurt.
Like the worst 24 hours of your life?
So far. It hurt to stand up. Like when I stood up, my brain felt like it was going to explode. But besides that, perfectly fine.
Yeah, I think I was pretty similar to that. Like it was like a day, like 1 to 2 days of just like pure death.
Yeah,
like,
then I was fine.
After that, it was like normal. Like just a cough, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I've said this before, but, like, a friend of mine had it without realizing. Like, he just had, like, the sniffles and, like, sneezed once, and his mum's like, take a rat test now. He's like, all right, and then had COVID, but, like, didn't feel anything the whole time.
I think it depends on a lot of things. I follow people who've had, like, 5 vaccine doses and still copped it. I follow people who've not vaccinated and were hitting bench PRs when they had COVID. But I don't know. Someone's doing something. I got relatively sick, but yeah, it was only for like a day.
Imagine like COVID just becomes like a fucking steroid type thing. Like you get COVID and you just become like invincible for like 3 days and then like that's it.
No, I lifted in the backyard, but I waited like 2 days after I got it. I think I trained like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday that week.
Well, I mean...
The squats nearly killed me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Like I think I did 3 sets of 10 beltless high bars at like 115 or something and that was fucking... awful.
I can't, like, I don't know. I just like when I'm sick, I'm just, I don't want to do anything.
It's like, probably the right way to be. I'm like, just such a like a bitch. I like, oh, I'm gonna go to the gym even if I'm sick, and then you just stay sick. It's very annoying. Probably what's happening to me now.
But yeah, I mean, lame. Yeah, there is something going around now because obviously I went to Gold Coast.
Yeah, we were gonna recap that. So how was it?
Adzi came along. It was great. It was a good trip. I think there were two.
Was it a boys' trip?
Yeah, yeah, so it was a boys' trip, but it was like, if I wasn't there, because, I mean, I went with all Adam's friends, so it was like 14 of Adam's friends, no, sorry, 13 of Adam's friends, Adam and me, but it was like, I felt like if I wasn't there, it would have just gone to shit, because those kids are, like, so unorganized.
With everything. Yeah, you need at least one, like, adult who can figure shit out, otherwise it just goes bad.
Yeah, so we'll start. We landed. We got to the airport. Our plane was.
Yeah, because we actually recorded the last episode like the night before.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, we'll do the beer episode the night before. I got to get up at like 3 in the morning.
And then we had to get up And we were delayed anyway.
Oh, fuck
so
that.
So the flight was at 7:10 or something.
What flight company was it,
Jay? Jetstar.
Yeah, fuck Jetstar.
Next time I'm flying with Qantas. I don't give a fuck.
Nah, I fucking hate Qantas right now too. They didn't even give me a refund.
Wait, what's going on? We'll go back to Gold Coast, but what's going on with Qantas?
So there's rumors of a class action lawsuit. And if you don't know what that is, it's when a bunch of normal people try to sue a company all at the same time for the same thing. So they just put it all under one, like, sue.
Yeah, that's fair.
Essentially. Lawsuit, that's the word I was looking for. But yeah, and I'm angry as well because I was going to go to Melbourne, me and my brother. Music festival got cancelled, whatever. I think there's a law, it was in Victoria, and they have a law over there where if the headliner of a music festival pulls out, they have to cancel. Because I think their idea is that most of the people bought tickets for that.
Yeah, that's fair.
They gave a refund for the ticket instantly, which is awesome. That's cool. But then I'm like, fuck. So I say to my brother, I was like, do you want to go to Melbourne anyway? Because I knew trying to get a refund out of Qantas was going to be cancer. And then, yeah, he's like, nah. So I'm like, okay, I'll change the name of my ticket to my partner's name. I'll take her. Couples trip, whatever. And then I call him and like, yeah, we don't do refunds. And you can't change the name on the ticket unless you upgrade it to business class. So it was going to cost me $800 just to change the name on a ticket. And I'm like, no, I'll just have a refund, thanks. And they're like, we don't do refunds. So I got credits. And the credits can only be used in my brother's name and my name.
That's pretty dumb. I thought that's you fucked. Could change your name, but I knew it's like $50 or something to change your name.
Well, when I originally I went into Flight Center because those are the people I booked the ticket through. Like, I went into the one in person and they're like, did you book the ticket online? And I said, yes. Like, you have to call online. We can't help you. And I'm like, you work here.
Flight Center is...
I don't like them.
While they are good and they're beneficial, they're just fucking dumb. They are so dumb. It's not funny.
I got like... I nearly had a Karen moment. I got irrationally angry at the lady because I was just like, you work here. Like, why can't you fucking help me? Like, you work at Flight Center just because I booked it online. What does that have to do? Because I fucking hate talking to people on the phone, especially when it's trying to sort something out that's relatively hard.
Yeah.
And so then, I'm like, okay, so I call Flight Center, try to change the name on the ticket. They can't unless I upgrade. And I'm like, I'm not paying another $800
just to go to Melbourne.
To
could probably get a
I could drive there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I like, call the hotel. Hotels are kind of in a good spot right now because they don't usually charge you till you get there, which is nice because if you cancel, it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck Qantas. I don't like Jetstar either, but that's because I'm 6'3" and can't fucking fit.
Jetstar's like dodgy as fuck. I don't know why.
Jetstar is like somewhere between Tiger Airlines and Qantas.
You know where
I'm a Virgin guy, you know?
Nah, I fucking hate Virgin. I prefer Qantas over everything. Virgin is just like, it's so uncomfortable. I don't like being in the Virgin planes. Like, I just don't feel... I mean, Jetstar ain't the most comfortable seats in the world either, but like Virgin is like, you're paying... more. You're paying a premium price.
I've only had good experiences with Virgin, but then again, like Qantas, I've had good experiences with too. It was just Jetstar.
All right, so my thing of rating airplanes, and I think Adam's with me on this, is if they give you snacks.
Yeah, see, Jetstar doesn't. At least the last time they wanted to charge for the snacks.
Yeah, they do. Qantas, fucking...
free snacks.
We'll give you whatever snacks you want. You want free soft drink, we'll give you everything. Like, we don't give a shit. We're like, you're paying $500 for a ticket, but like, you're getting your food worth. I'm like, damn, that's great. You know what else is good? Rex. People shit on Rex.
I've never flown with
Rex. Rex is unreal because Rex took over Tiger and they're like, they give you food for whatever. Like, you want food? Yeah, all right. Here's some snacks.
But anyway, boys trip.
Yeah, so anyway, boys trip. Plane was delayed by 1.5 hours when we first got there to the airport.
They give you a reason?
Because the plane coming from Darwin was late. So it pushed that flight late because I had to, like, do shit.
Okay.
But the fact is we got to the airport at, like, 5 o'clock because they're like, get here early. And I get there. I'm like, why the fuck?
I wouldn't blame you. I remember seeing it was Friday 2 weeks ago. I think I was eating breakfast and watching sunrise of all fucking things. But, like, they were like, yeah, like, Melbourne Airport was expecting 100,000 people that morning. And so Adelaide was like 35,000 people that morning, but obviously our airport's like way smaller.
Yeah.
So like everyone's like, get there early. And then half the time you get there early, you don't even need to.
Yeah.
But they still got Hungry Jack's?
No. No,
what
they
don't. What
the
fuck's there now?
They got nothing. Fucking Soul Origin. That's it.
Oh, see, I like Soul Origin, but not in an airport, bro. I don't want to pay $12. Their cold brew, I would rate, probably has like 400 or 500 milligrams of caffeine in it. Would recommend.
Adam got a coffee in the morning, and it was like $7 or something for a coffee. How much was the coffee?
I think it was about $6.
$6 yeah, for a
that's,
fucking
that's
coffee.
Pretty normal depending on what you ordered, but I'm assuming you got like a latte or something.
I got a standard flat white. Yeah, that's pretty.
They shouldn't
basic
charge you that much
gets,
for a flat white.
I'm like, this is why we can't afford housing, because people are buying fucking.
Just don't buy the coffee, bro.
$6 coffees and $45 sandwiches from Soul Origin every morning.
Fuck their sandwiches are nice.
They are.
Their salads are nice too. I'm a big fan.
They are decent. But yeah, so the trip. How are we going to tell this story? It's a weird story because there's so many things that happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Like, I feel like we'd all have different perspectives of the trip. Like, everyone that went.
Yeah.
We interview every boy.
We were,
15 of
I thought about doing it, like getting all 15 on one podcast, but then
that's,
we have
that's a clusterfuck.
Three mics, 15 guys who literally are monkeys, and just everyone yelling
shout
into
out to the
mic.
Bath salt boys.
Yelling into the mic was just like, they all want to talk above each other. So that's the one issue that we're not going to.
Let's just get your perspective.
Yeah, so how was the trip from your perspective?
Yeah, I thought it was good. Like, my expectations were probably a bit too high, to be honest, before I went there.
That's fair.
Like, of Queensland? Have you not been before?
Well, I went when I was, like, really young, like 6.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck, yeah. Going to Movie World as a 6-year-old.
Yeah, that was, classic. Like, yeah. Different level. But, like,
I went last year, so I knew what I was expecting.
So, I've been there, 13 years ago or something, and it was, like, I forgot all about it. Like, I didn't remember anything. Like, I remember going to the Worlds and stuff, but, everything else, like surfers and like all the walking around sort of stuff, like I forgot all of that, like the city. And it was just like, I thought it was going to be like full like party mode sort of city.
Well, everyone I know who's my age calls it Bris Vegas for some fucking reason. I was like, Bris do they Vegas. Have that many casinos?
No, they've got
like one.
They've
big
got
one,
a lot
probably.
Of pokies. They've
okay.
Got a lot.
Yeah, I noticed that in Melbourne. It's interesting. They're not allowed to put pokies and pubs in the same building. So they have like in Melbourne, they have like, if you're in the CBD, they have like buildings that are just pokies. That's all it is.
That's
there's,
what it was like in Gold Coast, I think.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, so there's like all these little fucking like shack buildings that just have pokies in them.
Well, I think it was like they had to be separate because a lot that we went to, it was like pokies. So you walked into the pokies, but if you go up, it's like a beer garden type thing.
Okay, so they're separate, but... Not.
Yeah, I think that's how they worked it.
Like, the more convenient entrance was the pokies. Like, you had to walk out of the way to go up to, like, the beer garden, whatever, and that's it. I saw there was, like, 2 or 3, and they were all the same, so, yeah.
I don't know. I've been learning more about, like, marketing in that regard and, like, how they structure supermarkets. Like, they put the chocolate at the end because you're fucking, like, depressed. You've had to make 40 decisions about what you're going to eat, and then you're like, oh, there's a Snickers bar, and it's $1.50.
But that, probably, and it's like, thing. Like, for example, companies pay big money to be on the end. Like, for example, Coke pay fuck tons of money to be on the end and take up so much shelf space. But, nuts. I don't know, by the hearing the word pokies now kind of pisses me off because, like, every day someone's like, oh, we go on pokies. I'm like, just fucking enjoy your holiday. Fuck me.
Wait, how old are you, Adam?
I'm 20.
And these... friends are all the same age as you?
Yes.
They love the pokies.
They do.
This one fucking idiot lost $1,400 in 6 days. So I'm sitting there. Anyone like, what is it? What's it called when all the flashing like thing?
Feature.
So he won one like a feature and he ends up getting $110. I'm like, you won't gamble it, pussy. Like, just joking around. Fucking gambles it, losers. Like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, if you win, I'm pretty sure if you win something big, you're supposed to change machines. I think that's the tactic. Because they're, like, designed to
but
pay
like,
out.
Is $110 a lot of... Is
$110's good. Like, I would say, like...
Oh, that's a good day.
That's a good...
That's
like,
free money.
If you double your money, that's, like, good. That's what I would consider to be good.
A $1,400 fucking dollar loss on the pokies. You know what you could have bought with 14? You could have bought a used car for $1,400.
You could have bought a used car, like... I could buy groceries for like 3 months.
For like 2 days.
For like 2 days
the current prices. Fucking,
yeah.
Oh, but I just don't get it. But no, other than that, the club life, we'll discuss the club life because that's mainly what we did together.
Yeah.
Theme parks were just overrated and
theme parks
shit.
Are the older you get, the more mid they become, and I feel like it's like a full circle. So like you're a kid and they're fucking sick, and then you're a teenager and they're okay, but like you're at the stage where you're moody and shit and you don't want to be on a holiday with your parents, and then you're old enough to probably enjoy it but they suck, and then you have kids and they're good again.
I don't, like, they were good, but we paid $109, I think.
Yeah,
it was.
I think,
like,
I think it was
the
about that.
Multipass?
No,
or
just
for
to
one?
Walk in. Just to go to Movie World. And that was like, we had 15 people. Like, we can we get any discount? Yeah, we'll do it. I think it was 106, actually.
It's $3 discount.
Yeah, per ticket. And I was like, fuck, we walked in and it was so busy. It was not funny how busy it was.
I mean, you're on like school holiday time, though.
But like, I didn't even know Movie World was still popular. But like, you walk in, can I get a bottle?
Which one's the one where that kid died? Was that Dreamworld?
Dreamworld. Was Dreamworld dead?
We ended up going there, it was dead.
Yeah, no.
There was no one there.
But it was good, I enjoyed it.
They should give you a discount on the tickets.
No, the tickets were like 60-something dollars.
That's way better than Movie World.
Yeah. But like, I swear back in the day, it was like $99 for like an all 3-day pass, a 3-park pass.
I feel like my parents paid maybe like $400 or $500, but I'm pretty sure that gives you like a 7-day pass and you can go to Movie World, Sea World, and Wet n Wild. You just can't go to Dream World because it was like a different company.
Yeah, so that's what pretty much how it works. And then like
Dream World's the best. They have a water park now.
The water park was closed.
Oh, fuck
I don't know if the water park is closing down or is it was down for maintenance, but every pool was empty. The whole park was closed.
That's sad.
Dream World sucks now.
I liked it.
Do you remember how, like, there used to be all that SpongeBob stuff and, like, it's all gone.
Oh.
There's not one thing of SpongeBob anymore. And I couldn't find that ride where that kid died. Like, I don't
know. Then they got rid of it.
No, but, like, wasn't it, like, a big water
ride?
It
was they have, like, the circle carriage and you sit around in a circle. It's not even, like, a dangerous ride. It's just the rotor on the bottom caught the carriage and tipped it over. And because you're wearing a seatbelt, the kid couldn't get out.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
So sad.
I'm not a very, like, thrill adventure person, but I went on a few roller coasters and, like, the rides that I was too scared to when I was younger. I've learned with rides, I can do any ride except when you're going down and you're looking down at the ground.
Okay.
I can't do that.
The only ride that ever legitimately scared the shit out of me was probably, there's Tower of Terror, which is the one where you go to the top and go down.
Yeah, that closed.
Damn. Well,
it's down for maintenance.
I think it was for maintenance,
okay.
Yeah.
And what's the one where you go on the car up the same thing?
Oh, and you swing side to side?
Yeah.
The claw.
Not the claw. So on the Tower of Terror in Dreamworld, there's like another ride where you get
in the
car.
Giant drop?
Maybe Tower of Terror must be the car one, and then the giant drop's the one on the top. Yeah. But yeah, those ones fucked me up as a kid. I wanted to die.
Because we had one guy. We went to a lot of theme parks, and there were guys that don't like roller coasters. I'm like, why are you here? And he's like, oh, for the culture. And I'm like, well,
for the culture, like, so I can pay $18 for some chicken tendies.
I think that was literally how much it was. They got chicken.
Yeah, it was
like,
about $18.
How was the chicken?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It was bloody. The chicken was actually nice, and the chips weren't too bad either.
Probably just like budget KFC.
But like Dreamworld itself was like, I think that was a waste of money, to be honest. Like, we had a few people leave Dreamworld, bought another ticket to go to Movie World on that day, which doesn't make any sense because they'd already been to Movie World.
And then knew what the fucking lines were like, and the lines were the exact same.
So, like, there was, like, maybe 2-3 o'clock, so they all shut at, like, 5 o'clock or something. They all left to get maybe one or two rides in for $100.
That's not worth it.
It doesn't make sense.
Have they... Because in America, obviously, there's way more fucking people. I can't remember if it was Disneyland or Disney World, but they had a system where instead of lining up, you could take a ticket, and if you come back at a certain time, you just go straight in.
So, yeah. So, they've got... So, it was on the app. They had virtual pass or virtual booking.
Yeah.
But it's like you had to pay like $20-something per ride. Or sorry, each ride was different. I think the cheapest was like $20 and like one was like $45 just for a virtual queue.
That's fucked.
Or you could buy the fast pass, which was an additional $149.
Nah.
But it's good. I like with fast passes that, I mean, it was good and bad because they all sold out. At Movie World, I was like, fuck, I'm just going to buy it because there was too many people, but they had sold out.
Be one of those things where if you went in and bought it like first thing after getting there, it'd probably be worth it. Because if you use it for every ride,
literally every day before was $99. Every day after was $99. The one weekend that we went, it was $149.
Yeah, it's probably like a Saturday, fuck, Sunday thing.
No, no, even the next Saturday and Sunday were $99. Shit. It was just the one where you think there.
If I've got my calendar right, I'm pretty sure that was like the end of their school holidays. So
yeah,
it's just a bad time to go. It was on you guys.
Adam, explain how the clubbing scene was. I think you had a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I had a good time. Like, I wasn't, not going to say I didn't have a good time, but it, yeah, I was certainly like disappointed from it. Like, it was completely different to like, I think what most of us expected. Like the people that haven't been to Gold Coast before. So like, there's like one main street in Surfers that we were going through.
Yeah.
And so all the clubs are like all together, like every other
like a city street.
Yeah. Just like a red light district.
But like, you go in the club and they're like real tiny. Like, there's no lines for anywhere. Like, the longest you would line up, I reckon, would be like 10 minutes, surely, like maximum. And you walk in and like the clubs are really small,
like a room.
Like imagine two of these rooms. That's probably
it.
Literally, this room would probably like this room we're in now is like a dance floor there. Like in some of the clubs.
Jesus.
Like, no, that's way smaller.
Nah, you. What was that one? It was just really small. Like you walk in the one we went to the last night we were there.
Empire. Was that
no, it wasn't Empire. Yeah, it might have been. I don't remember. But like, there was two Empires, wasn't there? Empire One and Empire Two was really big.
Empire Two, no, that was Cocktails.
Oh, Cocktails. Yeah. Okay.
The worst club.
It might have been Empire, the dance floor, and then you have like people just standing in the walkway. So there's like, there's no room for anything.
But it was probably the best club. So imagine like, so there was like the way I describe is. Half the group was Aussies and half the group were WOGs.
Okay.
Now, if you're a WOG in Gold Coast, you just weren't having a good time at all because it's like Gold Coast has never, ever seen WOGs in their entire life. You're walking down the street and everyone's just staring. Everyone's like, oi, Eshe. Like, do we look like fucking Eshes?
I think, like, historically, most of the Italians and Greeks, I'm pretty sure, went to Victoria and SA, so.
Yeah, so it's like they've never heard of WOG, but like the Aussies really had a good chance of picking up because a lot of the boys are single, so they were just trying to pick up.
Would you classify yourself as WOG or Aussie?
Both. I'd say Aussie.
Both. I'm both.
We were bored here. We're okay. Aussie, but
so like you have very WOG friends then.
Yeah, I mean, I would say you're not really WOG. If you move here, I'd classify you as an Aussie. You're adapting Aussie culture.
Okay.
You take, that's what I'd personally consider. But, like, you know, the typical quote-unquote WOG, you got the, like, tracksuit pants, you got the black t-shirt, the skin fade, slit in the hair. That's a pretty good description.
Yeah, it's a pretty good description.
Yeah, that's what I would classify as a WOG.
Hey, man, that's crazy. I mean, would you say having a partner made it worse?
No. I wouldn't say having a partner made it better because it's, like, every time I go to town, I'm very grateful I have a partner because, like, you're going out and you're like, this is, like, I'd be having...
Dude, I turned 23 and I was like, drunk chicks are just, nah, I can't deal with that shit anymore.
Like, I was at working last night and some girl's like, put her arm on me, please don't touch me. Like, one, I don't know you, and two, if my girlfriend sees you...
Get away from this.
We're all going to die. I'm going to get killed for no reason. But it's like, fair. I just, I can't lie, I got pretty drunk most of the nights, but it's like... I wasn't making a mess of myself. I was just going with the intention to party.
Just vibing.
Yeah. That's what I like. When I go out, I don't drink to pick up because, one, I'm like...
In a relationship.
Ugly as fuck. Oh, yeah, two, I'm in a relationship too. But it's like, I just go to have a fucking good time.
That's the best way to go.
Yeah. And it's like, when people go to pick up, it's like, they're not going to have a good time because that's what they're expecting.
Yeah, and then it doesn't happen. It's
like, but, Adzi? Did you hook up with any girls?
No.
No?
I did not.
No, we did not. All right, we're not going to talk about that story then.
Wait, did he?
No. No, he didn't.
Definitely not.
Okay. No, he didn't.
That's fair.
But, yeah, so the trip was good. I would rate it. Would I go again? I don't know if I'd go back to Gold Coast again. It's, from what we thought as a party city, it wasn't really party-ish. Clubs were small. Everyone was nice, though.
Did you go to Brisbane or just surfers?
Just surfers.
Because some idiot waited way too late to get a car.
Shit. Also, I mean, if none of you are 25, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg to rent a car anyway.
Yeah.
It's fucked. They're like, oh, you're on your P2s? Sorry.
I'm the only one that was on my full license, so I could have got a car. What other, like, interesting stories, really, can we talk about?
Well, I thought our pre's were pretty good.
Oh, fucking hell. Our pre's were unreal. So, leading up to Gold Coast, we designed a... Oh, you can explain it.
What, the chat?
The chat and the playlist.
Oh, yeah. So, basically, we have... So, basically, this holiday was two groups.
Okay.
And there are three people that are in both groups, me being one of them. And, basically, we have, like, this sort of good connection that you wouldn't, like... Just imagine going back to school, like, these really, like... Aussie group hanging out with like the really WOG group.
Okay.
That's like actually
that's like perfect description of what you would like think.
Mm.
The way it's like, you know, when you have two groups of friends and you merge them and like it doesn't always work. I don't know how Adam's done it, but him and his friends, like it's worked.
It works two fine. Groups like it's work
fine.
And I think it's about 13 people or something that were on the holiday. Me and Jake as well, which made it 15.
Right.
And, yeah, so we made this group chat with both groups just so we could, like, organise a lot of stuff. And, yeah, we ended up making, like, a group playlist, which was one of the boys' idea, Antonio. And basically he's, like, made this collaborative playlist for everyone to add music. And because the two groups are completely different, you've got this mix of, like, 70s, 80s, like,
okay,
rock classical music, and then you've got this current day, like, doof doof
the
music.
Australians and the yeah. Wogs, yeah.
And then you got me just chucking in a 6ix9ine song. Every no one notices. Yeah.
So, like, the mix of music was, like, you could tell. Like, you could tell who added every song. And it was, like, it sort of worked. Like, we thought it wasn't, but when we got there, like, everyone was going pretty mental at the freeze and stuff.
In
so it
one
made
person's
it,
hotel room.
Yeah, so we'll go into those stories.
I probably made it, like, that was probably the highlight of the trip, like, just those fun, like, we're just all, like, having a good time in the room, like, everyone together. That was probably, like, the only time of day where we were all together. Otherwise, we were just sort
otherwise
of separating
people,
into, like,
yeah,
half groups or whatever, yeah.
But I would always say pre's is always the highlight of any sort of thing, like, they should do literally, you do pre-drinks for town, and then instead of going to town, you go to the kebab shop, and that's it. That's your night. That sounds like a good night to me.
I don't know. Like, last time I went to town, pre's was good. And then we spent probably too long in a pub. And then we went to Mary's. And I had one Long Island iced tea and fucking raved for 2 hours and then went to bed.
That sounds like a great time.
But, yeah, I don't know. 13 people, I wouldn't want to try and coordinate that in town. That would be fucking awful.
It was walking as a group of 13 people.
It's hard enough.
It was all right. Like, people, I mean, the town wasn't really that busy. So, but like when people saw us, they knew you were there, which is good.
The boys.
Yeah, the boys are back. But so the way the system worked is we had 9 people in one hotel and 6 people in another hotel. And the hotels were maybe like 3-minute walk from each other. Now, the first hotel was like our hotel. We'll describe that as the Aussie hotel. We were there. It was chill. It was fine. Like, nothing really got hectic. That's not why we did pre's. Then the WOGs came and they were in another hotel and they got upgraded.
I don't know how. I think that's the room that they actually got. Like, I don't it's think they lit. Got upgraded at
I thought
all.
They had one room though.
No, they definitely had 2 rooms. Oh. They didn't realise, so they had 6 people, but one room could fit 6 people.
Shit.
So they've got up to 12 people allowance in their rooms with 6 people. So like that's how big the rooms
were. We could have realistically had everyone in those 2.
That would be awful though.
We did think we'd like, how do we fit every? We were trying to get 9 people in one room, but lucky we didn't.
Fuck that.
Yeah, so with our hotel, we split up 3 in each room for the 9, and yeah, we thought we were going to be hosting everything, and then a day later they flew in and we saw their room and we just we just knew that they were doing it because it was like unreal.
I wouldn't say it was a penthouse, but it's like, you know how you have like, when you have hotels, you have like one building and then another little building on top of that building.
Yeah.
They had like the bottom building, but they had like the penthouse of that building. So they had like a big full room. Like, I would say like almost a 360.
Like a huge like balcony. Yeah. Like nearly like, when it probably went around like half the building. Like it went over one side and through like, the other side. Like not a joke. Like seriously.
Split into four quarters. They had one quarter of...
Like one corner of
the building. Far out. All right. Yeah. Nice.
So this room was massive. And we decided, all right, let's pre there. And fuck, was that the worst idea they've ever had. So we were just like... Imagine 15 guys in a room drinking. Every night we were going through ridiculous amounts of alcohol.
Yeah.
Like if we had to total the whole alcohol bill for just the pre's, it would have been ridiculous. But so basically we're partying. What happens the first night? Someone smashes one bottle. And we're like, all right.
No, that was Saturday. The first night was definitely the chair.
The chair. So we're sitting there drinking, having a good time. And one guy, I would call him the life of the party. Like, whether he's drunk or not drunk, he's always just, like, he's not an NPC by any chance.
Gatsby, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sitting there watching him, and a few people are watching him. He, like, picks up a wooden chair and just, like, from about head height, just drops it.
And it breaks?
It snaps. Like, it breaks to a point where, like, you could fix it. And everyone said, I'm, like, gobsmacked. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Everyone's laughing. And he's like, oh, it's fixed, it's fixed, it's fixed, it's fine. And then he just fucking roundhouse kicks the chair and it's no longer fine.
Why? What a Chad.
Oh, and then, we're like, so now there's a chair that's breaking. Like, it's beyond repair, but it's like, you could argue that, like, someone sat on it and it cracked.
That's what I would say to the hotel.
That's what you would say. And then someone's like, I'm going to fucking sit on it. And sits on it. We get a few funny photos and videos, and then the whole thing just snaps and collapses. So now we've got just planks of wood.
You basically got this IKEA flat pack, like, every piece is on its own, and it's like, that's what the chair was by the end.
But progressively, like, if you were there, it was funnier because this is happening over, like, the span of, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I've summed it up in about 2 seconds. And then we're like, fuck, all right, we chucked it to the side, and then someone was sitting in a plastic chair, and the plastic chair broke. And this is just the first night. And we're like, fuck. So we had to, like, we looked, there was a balcony above us with the exact same plastic chair. So we had to, like, lift someone onto the balcony above us, praying that the house, who was ever there, didn't open their door. We had to get him to chuck the plastic chair that wasn't broken down, and we chucked him the plastic chair that was broken up. So we just swapped the chairs over. And so there, that's the chair incident for the first night.
Did you break more chairs?
Into the second night now.
Into the second night.
So we swapped rooms. Like, we went to the same hotel, but because you know how they had the two rooms that could have 12 people, they were both big rooms. So we swapped rooms the second night. And I would say that was probably worse that night. Like, the chair was like one thing, but this was like another thing. Like, you've got probably got nearly like...
We'll start with the bottles.
Yeah.
So one person dropped a bottle. Like, I think it was a complete accident.
I have no idea. I don't think any of this would have been an accident, to be honest with you.
I'm going to assume the first bottle was an accident.
Okay.
We're like, oh, fuck. And someone's like, oh, we're smashing bottles. Grabs a bottle, smashes it on the floor, like, everywhere, which provokes two other people to, let's also grab bottles and throw them at the wall. And it smashes. So now there's smashed glass everywhere.
Surprised you guys didn't get kicked out.
We got one noise complaint on the Friday as we're leaving, and the guy's like, can I come and see the balcony? And because it was a private room, he's like, no. Like, no, you're not allowed to. We're leaving. Okay. But, yeah, so that's... There's just a bunch of smashed glass on the floor at the moment. Take it.
Yeah, so I would say there was, like, at least half a carton of just smashed glass all over the floor. And basically there were more chairs as well, like all plastic. I think there was 4 plastic chairs that got broken in this room.
I hope that whoever booked the rooms like got their deposit back.
Yeah, well, it was mainly the people that had the rooms that did the damage. Like the people, I think there would have been like no one from our hotel other than there's one that left early.
There's one that left early that I'm gonna stop breaking shit.
Yeah, I think he was like just started breaking stuff. But other than that, it was the people who had the rooms themselves. So like they couldn't really blame anyone else for the chairs and the bottles and stuff. But
it was funny because like you think, all right, one broken chair. All right, we can argue this. 2 broken chairs. It's going to be difficult, but we can still argue it. Then you break 4 chairs the next night. And we're like, fuck, how are we going to do
that? You can't really deny that.
You can't really deny that. But people are just like, there's a balcony and people are just slingshotting chairs at the fucking wall. Like, it was like a rave at one point.
I can't deal with drunk white dudes.
But it was like, it wasn't like, oh, okay. There was one part that I'm like, all right, this is too far. Like, we need to shut this down now. So I don't know who. So everyone was like, they were all smoking cigars, so they needed like pretty hefty lighters to light the cigars. Like
yeah, cigar lighters, yeah.
Yeah, you probably couldn't do it with like you could do it with like a Bic lighter, but it'd just be shit. A pain.
Yeah.
So then someone's like, oh, chuck me some deodorant. I need to put some deodorant on. So he sprays deodorant on a thing, and then like I think a little bit catches a light. And he's like, then he has the fucking stupid idea of, I'm going to make a fucking flamethrower in front of 14 other drunk guys. And for about, I want to say a good 10, 15 minutes, these guys are playing with a flamethrower, lighting, like, they're trying to, like, get as close to each other as possible. Like, one guy had his pants down, like, literally ass hanging out, and he's just, like, spraying, like, the fucking lighter at, like, a flamethrower at people. I'm like, oh, this is a bit too far now. Like, this has gone way
too
far. That'd
be the point, and then if I was there, I would have just left. I'm going to whatever bar. I'll see you guys later.
The night still went on. Like, we still kept drinking after that. But it was just fucking hell. Like, I've done some dumb shit in my life, but that was next level. I'm surprised no one broke a table. At one point, two guys picked up the lounge room chair. The lounge room couch, sorry. It wasn't even a chair. It was a long fucking couch. And they just threw it on its back. But it's like, I think they fucked the leg a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Like, the leg of the chair. So at least with that,
you could be like, oh, it was like that when we got here. Like, it was not a broken table, but shit.
And at one point, they're like, all right, we paid a $300 deposit. We're probably not going to get it back. What can we take?
Yeah,
but they
can still charge you for the furniture.
Can we take the TV, Jack? And they'll notice. I'm like, there's literally the centerpiece of the TV. Bro. They'll notice. But, yeah, cleaning that up wasn't... I mean, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't great. I don't know. I just... other than that, I thought the city was going to be a lot better. I feel like that story went for a long time. Like, my brain is just, like, mashed.
People will love it.
But,
makes me uncomfortable.
The city, yeah, as your profession and, like,
Not even my profession, just, like, if I took 12 friends to Queensland and booked a hotel and paid the deposit and someone started throwing glass on the floor, I'd be so
fucking
mad.
But it was, like,
mad.
The people that paid the deposit were smashing the glass.
What are you even going to do?
It's like...
So it was like that every night, then, I assume.
Yeah, pretty much. And then the last night, the Sunday night before the other guys left, we went to like a big beach club. Imagine like the Mosley, but like times 10.
But good.
Yeah, but good. And it was really cool, but it was the middle of winter. And my dickhead ass, I'm going to order a cocktail. It's a slushy cocktail. It was so cold. I was not having a good time.
I don't know why they'd have a beach thing in winter.
Can we discuss... Can we discuss the story with the girl that guy met? All right. So this makes me sick to my stomach, but we went out Saturday night and one of our friends, can we name drop him? No. So one of our friends.
Redacted.
We'll call him Jeff.
Jeff.
We'll call him Jeff. Jeff meets this girl that has a boyfriend and she's like, I want to hook up with you, but I've got a boyfriend. It's like, oh, we'll just go around the corner. Like, Jeff has nothing, like... Jeff,
like, her boyfriend's lacks objective permanence and will forget that she exists.
Yeah, Jeff, like, I mean, he knew that she had a boyfriend, but, like, it's not his fault, I guess.
Yeah, like, I get that. It's
not his problem.
He's not the one cheating.
Yeah. So, he's hooking up with her Saturday night. All right, done. Done and dusted. I think they add each other on Snapchat or Messenger or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Then we go out Sunday night to a bar club, and there are beds, and they're at... So, there's people on, like, this one bed, and we just take up the bed next to them. Only for Jeff to realize, he looks at the other bed and it's that same girl with her boyfriend on those beds. So this is completely other night, and now they're like within you to me to each other. And she's with the boyfriend on her phone texting Jeff saying, I want to fuck you. I want to take you back to the hotel room and fuck you. While her boyfriend is there.
I'd tell the boyfriend, bro. I'd be like, hey.
All the boys are like literally like, watching it, and we're like, fuck, like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I had no idea. Like, I think that night I split up from them and I went out with another friend to another club, so I didn't see any of this stuff happen.
This was a Saturday.
Yeah. So then the Sunday comes and we get there and I see the boys like start like looking over and start talking, and I just had no idea what was going on. I found out and I was like, damn.
Like, what the fuck? Your boyfriend is right there.
I'd just fucking tell the boyfriend at this point. I'd just be like, hey, dude.
But sorry. I think she was going to break up with the boyfriend at one point on holiday just to fuck this guy. Just to fuck Jeff.
Jeff must be hot.
I'd say Jeff and his mate Bob were the best two looking guys on the
respect.
Trip.
Jeff's a good looking fella, just quietly. All of them are good.
Everyone's good looking except like me and Adam. We're kind of like the ugly folks.
Doesn't matter.
But I don't know, it made me sick to my stomach. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I don't trust women. I was about to say whammon.
I mean, yeah, hopefully the woman you choose wouldn't do that.
I'd like to assume woman wouldn't do that, nor any man would do, like, have the decency.
That's so fucked.
But I was like...
Don't trust anyone, that's the motto.
Yeah, like, I swear the boys ended up kissing each other on the trip. The boys were hooking up more with the boys than they were with chicks the whole fucking trip.
What happened?
I don't know. It was so weird. I like all these boys are just like.
Wait, so your friends were hooking up with
I wouldn't say hooking up. Like,
peck on the lips with the boys. That's fine.
Yeah. Like, you know, when you kiss, like, you don't, like, when kiss you kiss the boys goodnight, you stick the tongue in, but like.
Just for a second.
Yeah.
It's not gay.
It's not gay if, like, you don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
But, there was another story I want to tell. I got in trouble with the boys a little, because when I go out and just in general, when I dress like I don't give a fuck. So I show up to the airport in the outfit I'm wearing now.
Yeah.
And already, like, no, like, you're in trouble already. So I got in trouble a bit.
Who cares what you're wearing when you're on a plane? Like, you just want to be comfortable.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of stick out like a sore thumb traveled anywhere.
So with the thing is, our groups are like, ruthless, like you can like breathe too loud and you'll get any sort of shade thrown at you for anything you do. And I know Jake is definitely not used to that, because like that's just not normal, to be honest.
Yeah,
it's like, it's not
like, you know, when you're with Harrison and like you just get roasted for something for like a good 5 minutes. This roasting will last for the next 10 years.
Yeah. Jesus. So Jake doesn't. So I don't think he would, like, know this. Like, he does not know, like, before we go away. And, like, we get there and straight away for the fit he's got on now, just unleashed.
Just to paint the word picture, Jake is wearing a tracksuit that is, I would describe it as desert camouflage.
Yeah, and I almost put matching shoes with it, but that's already it. That's
he's very, very colourful, I would describe the clothes he wears, and which is like fine, but like the people that I am with, they're very like black, white, sort of simple, but like because he's out there and he wears like actually good clothes, like it just looks odd.
Yeah.
It stands out.
Like there was one outfit, I'm like, there was a, we're called Bob, so we got Jeff and Bob. Bob was wearing like a bright pink polo.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, maybe this is the time I want to wear this outfit. And he copped so much shit for that pink polo. I was like, okay, maybe not. But basically, mine was just like a ripped denim blue jeans, like a pink Mickey Mouse t-shirt. I was like, I'm already going to cop it. I'm not going to.
I don't know. Like, honestly, you're with the boys and it's not like you're trying to hook up with people. So, like, why does it matter? Wear what you want.
It doesn't matter. But, like,
it doesn't
matter. Everyone knows it doesn't matter. But it's just like the sort of thing, like, to just anything you can do to get under someone's skin will give you the most satisfaction of all time. It's crazy.
I can respect that.
Like, there was one guy, he won at the casino and he didn't shut up about it. So he just, like, for the next 3 days, he just copped it. He's like, do you know this guy won at the casino?
Big winner over here, yeah.
Big winner. Like, he won a decent amount. It was funny, though. And
man.
Yeah, I copped a lot of shit. It was good, though. Like, it was good to bring me back down to earth. My ego was getting a bit too high. I was like, all right, cool.
Take you down a peg every now and then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Someone's got to.
But it's like someone copped it every... There was one day Adam copped it because like the group chat was going like ballistic for a good, I want to say a few hours. It wasn't even like a 5-minute thing.
This like you guys were just like chilling by yourselves in the group chat.
Yeah, so they all went and did an activity and we were like in the room because like we couldn't be fucked doing that activity. Yeah. We hadn't showered, like we weren't ready. So they were doing an escape room. And they're like, yeah. Yo, can you guys buy some, like, vodka? And then Adam's like, Adam bought a bottle of bourbon, but no one had touched the bourbon. Because, like, the way I thought it was going to work is everyone brings something different, chuck it in the middle, and everyone will share.
Yeah.
That's how I thought it would work. And Adam brought his bottle of bourbon, and no one's touched it. And everyone's like, no one wants to drink your shit. But I'm like, well, like, it's there, like... No one's touched it at all. We can just drink that. And everyone's like, I'm not fucking drinking that shit. I don't like bourbon.
Gross.
And Adam just copped it for like 3 hours just for no fucking reason.
That's brutal.
And it was intense. I'm like, fuck, this group's hectic. But it was good because like it keeps everyone grounded. Like if anyone like thinks off they're better than anyone, you just get shut down fucking straight away.
Nice.
But yeah. Any other Gold Coast stories? I feel like we've got so many stories that we just...
There's a lot of stories.
You sounded like
I think
a very
we've covered
chaotic
most
trip.
Of the main ones, though.
What was a side story that I didn't hear? Like
side story?
Yeah, surely there was something you...
I don't know. You were with... We were pretty much with each other the whole time. Like, there was... I mean, you weren't with me the whole time. You were with other boys sometimes. But, like, I swear, like, I found out about all those things you've done, like, whatever...
Yeah, I swear I was in most of these adventurous stories and Adam was just, like, off to the
side. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, like, Jake was, he was mixing in with everyone, which is good.
I mean, I get along pretty much with everyone. Like, not because I have to because they're Adam's, I mean, like, I have to because they're Adam's friends, but, like, if I don't like someone, I'd tell Adam.
And yeah, like, but it's also like you're on a trip. Like, it's not like you can get away from each other. You might as well like each other.
Yeah, there's not no one there I didn't like or I didn't get along with. Like, everyone's, like, their own individual personality, and it was great. Like, you could have one conversation with someone and have a completely fucking different conversation with another, which was good. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Boys trip.
Wasn't
sounds
great
very
to
chaotic.
Come home.
It's fucking, the weather.
It sucks.
The weather wasn't great there. Like, the days were hot, but they were windy.
So you went in dry season, so it's very, like, yeah.
I mean, no, sorry, it was hot, like, the hot wind, hot sky, but it was, like, cold wind. So it was, like, shorts, maybe a jumper and shorts type thing. Night got cold. Night got very cold, especially on the beach. I dropped a lot of money at Time Zone. I dropped too much at Time Zone.
Out of everything you could drop money on in Queensland, you go to Time Zone.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. I didn't buy much. I only spent maybe like $200 on like new clothes. And even then I got a fair amount of clothes.
I don't think Queensland's supposed to be that great for shopping. And most people I know go to Melbourne, but,
One guy paid the same amount for one pair of shorts from Ralph Lauren. He like
$200.
Yeah.
For a pair of shorts.
I think it was 180.
The fuck?
180. I think it was. Fuck that.
That's insane.
I don't understand the hype. We'll probably like transition the story away from Gold Coast now.
I don't understand the hype at all about any clothes that are expensive. Like the most I've ever spent on an item of clothing was $250, and that was for an army jacket from Midwest Trader. Shout out to them. Like a proper US, like Vietnam era army jacket. It's fucking lit, and that's the most I've ever spent on clothes.
Yeah.
I'll never spend more than that. Anyone who spends like $90 on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm like, insane. It makes no sense to me. But it's like, I wanted to, there was a shop called, I think it's like a UK shop called Harrods that I wanted to go.
It's the most UK name I've ever fucking heard.
I wanted to go because they have like a lot of designer shit that I just really like. Because I'm a fan of Off-White. I really like their designs. It's like just different. But last time I went, there was this jacket. I'm like, looked at the price. It was 15 grand for this one jacket.
I can buy a car.
You can buy a brand new car for 15 grand.
That's part of a house deposit, my friend.
So I was like, maybe they'll have something like under $500. And I'm like, you know what? I've done well with work. Maybe I'll treat myself to something under $500.
Maybe I'll get the $15,000 jacket.
Maybe I'll get the $15,000. I couldn't.
They're like gold plated. Like what?
I think it was just the name, but like I really like the brand. So I was like, oh, and then I looked at a pair of Balenciagas. No intention of buying. I just wanted to look at them. For $1,400 for a fucking shoe. Makes no sense. But then again, I also did look in Rolex because like I want to get like a nice watch for like
they're like $5,000-$6,000 minimum.
So I think, I was looking at was like seven. I'm like,
for a watch, pushing
it. And then I saw the thing is like I didn't like it. I wasn't sold on it. It was just more okay.
Oh, if you're dropping that much on a watch, you better like
be obsessed. And then with it. I found this watch. I'm like, I love this. Like this is beautiful. What is it? And it's like, oh, it's about 10 grand. Fuck.
For a watch.
For a watch. But then I'm thinking, like, the value has gone up dramatically. Like, do I just cop a watch and then just, like, let it sit there for, like, a year and hopefully try and, like, sell it for more? Like, the worst stock ever.
Yeah, I don't think it would go up in value that much. I don't really think it would.
No, watches are increasing tremendously in value. Over the past, like, 2 years, watches have grown, like, over 100%. I think it was like, I one thing was like 220% or something. Which is ridiculous. But, yeah, on top of that, that's pretty much it. Anything else happened recently in the news?
Nothing crazy. Splendor looks pretty fucking nuts.
Splendor, you a fan of music festivals, Adam?
I'm not.
Are you a fan of music festivals?
Well, you're not going to like them after this. So, Splendor, what is Splendor? I suppose you might
know. Like an indie festival, I think.
So I probably wouldn't like
it. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like Triple J sponsored, I'm pretty sure, so. I wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't like it.
I fucking hate Triple J.
But yeah, so it's just covered in mud. It's just the whole thing's mud.
Like the dancing, like the...
No.
The whole festival. I think it rained for like a day straight.
It's like an outdoor festival. Like, okay. Sorry, all festivals are outdoors, but it's like a camping 3-day festival, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a camping outdoors.
I think they got tent stages.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And everything's just mud. Remember when you were playing footy when you were younger and it was
like... Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, just imagine that on steroids.
That would suck.
Yeah. And then, so people aren't getting refunds, but then, like, I think a bunch of shows aren't playing.
I think they cancelled a day from what I saw, which sucks. Like, music festivals have had it tough, especially Adelaide. Like, I'm getting kind of sick, and it's our government's fault. Like, we just didn't have gigs for, like, 2.5 years because of COVID. And then we were going to get gigs, and they're like, oh, it's too dangerous. And I'm like, people go to the football and sit with 50,000 people, but sure.
Adam's a fan of the footy, so he's a big push for the footy.
That's fine. It's outdoors, I understand.
I was a push for everything to be open, to be honest. I think the footy was like half crowd, but then all the pubs were like completely shut, which didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
I mean, I kind of feel bad for him. He had year 12, like, during COVID.
Like 2020?
2020 is when I finished. Yeah,
so, like, he missed out on, like, a lot of school experience. Like, he missed out on schoolies. Like, as shit as it was, it's something that you need to do.
I didn't go. I don't regret it, but that's me. Me and my friends got drunk instead. We literally went to a house in the middle of nowhere and got drunk instead. We did it twice.
I kind of wish it. I kind of want to do that now, just like a 20-something-year-old. Let's just go to the middle of fucking nowhere, no phones, and just get drunk.
It was a good time. We got drunk for 4 days straight. The group was very incestuous at that point, so that was interesting. Lots of drama.
I don't know what that word means. I'm kind of retarded.
Incestuous?
Yeah.
Oh, like, you know when you have, like, a friendship group, usually the one you had from high school, and, like, everyone who's single just hooks up with each other all the time?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, our group was like that.
Oh, okay.
It was fun.
Fair enough.
Very fun.
It's just a group of like 10 guys.
It's just me and the boys.
Me and the boys.
No, it was a 50-50 split, I reckon.
But Adam, anything else? Any career goals? Any we'll probably have you back on like in a better setting. We just needed
when the bath salts pop off.
Yeah, Harrison wasn't here, so we needed someone to help.
Okay. Nah, we yeah, hopefully more TikToks on.
Why don't you make more TikToks?
Well, here's the thing, like I don't sort of run it. Like we have one person who runs like everything. But like that's by his choice. It's like people sort of know that he'll upload videos and stuff.
No, but why not just because how many is in the group? There's
9.
There's 9 of yous. Surely someone can fucking take an Instagram. Someone can take Facebook. Someone can take YouTube. Fucking whatever, and organize shit.
Yeah, well that sounds normal, but like we're very unorganized, so it doesn't really work.
After this trip, I've never met any more unorganized people, Josh. It's ridiculous.
They're only 20. Give them time.
No. But like, some people have common sense. Like, all right, we're gonna meet up in the lobby at 6:30, for example. At 6:30, Adam's fucking getting in the shower. Oh no, he's not even in the shower. I'm like, all right, you come. He's like, I still need a shower. I'm like, for fuck's sake, it was so bad. It was not having a good time. Whereas if in my group, if you say 6:30 and it's you're there 6:30. At 6:31, you cop it.
Yeah, that's
you bad. Fucking cop it. So bad.
I'll get there. All right, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, we didn't wrap this up.
Go watch the bath salt. What's the actual, was it?
I'll get it up. I'm pretty sure it's bathsalts.priv, but I'll get it up.
What's the priv? What does that mean?
Like private.
Oh, fuck. Right.
So we use, it's just the name of it. Like we private made it when we were at school and we've had it for like 2 years, so.
Josh, you're going to look at this and you're like, what the fuck did I just watch?
It's actually bathsalts__ on TikTok. That's what the account is.
Everyone go watch that shit.
So if, you watch it, shout them out. Thanks for Bath Salts for sharing this podcast.
Very cool. Make a TikTok about it.
All right. Sorry if you like bored of this episode, but I thought it was quite interesting. All right. We'll catch you next week, I guess.
Yeehaw.
All right. Love you guys. Also, don't do drugs. Bye.